You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media on this Friday afternoon. Eric Snodgrass is here. He's with Agrible from right here in Champaign County. Find them at agrible.com. Eric, thanks so much for being with us. You know, you and I have talked a lot about the yo-yo theme that we've had this year. So kind of cold and then warm and then back to cold again, which we still have. And I think that causes severe weather. You can help me out with that and maybe recap what happened earlier in this week, too, across not only Illinois, but a good part of the United States.
Yeah, I mean, if someone asked me to tell them what I thought of the winter 2015-16, I think the yo-yo is the perfect description. And here's what happened last week. Tuesday nailed us. We had a nasty outbreak of severe weather across the northern half of Illinois. 87 reports of different severe weather events, including 8 confirmed tornadoes, some pretty powerful ones. As these storms kind of moved through, there were actually over 33,000 lightning strikes that were recorded. Interestingly enough, though, Champaign, we got missed by all of it. So it was all to our north or to our south or to our east. So we had this little wedge in there where we just missed all of it. But as you said, other parts of the U.S. have been getting hammered. And we talked about the incredibly heavy rain that hit the southern Mississippi River Valley and the Delta, where they were 20 inches of rain, just an incredible amount of precipitation. Well, they got hammered again last night. 168 reports of severe weather, including a lot of hail. They got a lot more precipitation. So this is a recurring problem for the South. And yeah, right now across the United States, well, mainly focused in the southern states, so let's say Texas to Florida, we're already 1,000 reports of severe weather ahead of where we were last year. So this year's starting off very active. And that is very typical of El Nino, having a lot of severe weather in the South. So yeah, getting into this next week where the yo-yo kind of moves again, we've had some nasty weather down there.
Now tell me about this week then. What do you expect?
Yeah, so here it is. Right now, moving across Kansas, moving across Missouri, there's quite a bit of precip. In Kansas, it's cold enough to be snow. In Missouri, it's mostly rain. This is going to slide through southern Illinois later today and into tomorrow morning. And as our nighttime temperatures cool off, I'm not going to rule out the chance that we couldn't see some snow out of this. Now, not much, not a big accumulating snow, but just some wet, pesky snow. And if you don't get that in southern parts of Illinois, you're going to get this really cold, nasty rain. So this is unpleasant. And that kind of continues into Saturday. We got another shot at seeing some cold rain again. And really, Friday through Sunday, we have a cool weekend coming up. Now, here goes the yo-yo. Starting on like Monday night into Tuesday, a big low-pressure system starts off to our west. And when they're to our west, we usually experience strong southerly winds. Strong southerly winds bring warmth from the south. And we're going to get that on Tuesday into Wednesday. Unfortunately, even though it's going to warm right back up, you know, we're not going to be seeing like pleasant warm where the winds are calm and the skies are clear. This is going to be a windy situation for us. Then what's got me really concerned is that when we look toward Thursday night into Friday, this system's going to really get cranking across the central states. And it's going to be bringing a lot of rain, and this time to the entire Mississippi River Valley. And what really got me concerned is that if this system takes a more southerly track, it could put actually a big chunk of Illinois into a snowband. And my goodness, now it's hard to get lots and lots of snow in March just because you got to outdo the March sun. But these big weather systems, they can do it. So like I said, we got cool this weekend, warm up midweek, and then we have a big front that passes, you know, at the end of next week, during our spring break here at the University of Illinois, potentially bringing a lot more rain and even some snow.
That, of course, Eric Snodgrass. He's with Agrible right here in Urbana-Champaign and helps me wrap up this edition of the Closing Market Report. Commodity Week is next on many of these radio stations.